Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Ahoy.
Ash.
Hello everybody.
And me, Craig. It feels like eternity we've been away. International week is over. Plus we had, for those regular listeners, we do need to apologise for what will go down in history as the lost episode 50, was it 4?
Something like that, yeah.
We basically, let's just to say, we for the first time, we've been doing this podcast for nearly 2 full years now, and it's the first one that's ever got lost. Probably the best hour of broadcasting anyone's ever heard.
Yeah. I genuinely think it was bloody good.
It's rare for a non-visual thing to get nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah. But it did happen.
Yeah. Because normally we think this is shit, but that was really good.
That was quite decent, yeah. We've had a lot of people contacting us, asking us where it was, but yeah. It got lost. It's like that old thing, if the gaffer tapes make a podcast but there's no one around to hear it, did it ever exist? But it genuinely did. And it's fucking annoying because, you know.
It is. It was always going to happen once, but we did actually record one. We are really sorry, but we obviously are all back in the same place in the studio
back.
Recording.
You say we're back, maybe we're not. Maybe this
who knows?
Maybe this
oh, don't
the
say that.
Maybe
don't
this
say that.
The light of day.
Oh, maybe we should just stop now. And then next week we can be like, sorry, this didn't record. We did a really short one last week.
Yeah, but then
week.
We're stuck in some kind of weird vortex where do we really exist?
Guys, the only thing sadder than three men getting together to tell thousands of people about fantasy football is three men getting together and no one ever hearing it.
Yeah, imagine that. We were the biggest losers in the world last week when it didn't come out.
To be fair, that would be no different from normal. Yeah. Except for 2 years ago, we just decided to record our
That's very true.
Yeah,
when
we
first
started,
very true.
No one listened.
Yeah,
no, that's
it's only
true.
Now that we've been doing so bloody well.
Yeah.
There's armies of you. But you've all been on Twitter loads asking where the pod was. Some even joined Twitter, I think. We had a couple of people who had never been in touch with us before just to say, where's the pod? And to all of you who don't use Twitter or email us, as Tom pointed out when we were off air, then this is the first you've heard about the Lost Podcast, so we are really sorry.
Yeah, they're just sitting there on their typewriters going, where the fuck is it? Going, hold on, where are these gaffer tapes, guys?
Just sending notes out their letterbox. Yeah. Where's the podcast? To nothing.
I was looking on our website for our postal address. What's the P.O. box?
We should get a bloody P.O. box.
And yet, if you're thinking this and listen, you're right. This is the only football podcast in the world that can go a full 2.5 minutes before referring to the subject they're actually talking about.
Sorry.
So we will start talking some fantasy football, looking back at the game week 32. International week is over. We don't have to talk about it. We won't talk about it until we get to the Euros. But it was still a pretty big game week 32. And one I actually, for once, actually did all right at. We had a lot of
you
tweets
did,
of different
you?
Scores. Mm. But running through the scores, we'll start off with the Chelsea game, looking at that. Chelsea beating Villa 4-0. But has anyone got any Chelsea players?
No. We've got a couple of tweets before the game week, people saying, thinking of putting a couple of Chelsea people in. Someone asked if they should put in Pedro or Ivanovic, and I answered, and I said, definitely Ivanovic. Pedro scored, didn't he?
Well, not only that, Pedro was the top performing player of the entire FPL week.
So apologies, whoever that was. never ask a question when I'm manning the Twitter.
But I mentioned in the blog, actually, that Aspilicueta might be a good shout. But it's one of those that when you're having to tip five players a week, he is. But you wouldn't think to actually bring him in, to use your one transfer to bring in a Chelsea player, even though it was against Villa. Because you're looking ahead. But they are on a decent bit of form, Ash, aren't they?
Yeah, I, in fact, used my transfer to get rid of a Chelsea player.
Did you?
Well, I got rid of Willian, so it's not too bad. But.
Well, he hasn't got the points necessarily over the last sort of few weeks. But then neither has Pedro.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened, didn't it?
Well,
16 points out of nowhere.
But really, you can... It's like somebody said before, just whoever is playing Villa, just captain one of their players.
Yeah.
So it's the same,
it's very
isn't
true.
It? If someone's Chelsea playing, or whoever's playing Villa are going to be good that week.
Yeah,
that's very true, actually. Yeah, because they I don't know if you saw the game, but they really are just dead.
Yeah, totally.
Dead in the water.
They
aren't
are
they?
Just dead.
They are dead. It's a horrible place. But no, well, next week they've got Bournemouth at home. So yeah, flood in your Bournemouth players, get them in. Elsewhere, we had Arsenal beating Watford 4-0. A lot of people were saying it might be something they could slip up with, but they absolutely demolished them. And another blast from the past, Alexis Sanchez has started to find a bit of form.
Yeah, Sanchez is starting to maybe look good with these Arsenal double game weeks coming up.
I was going to say,
I'll tell you that for nothing.
I've seen a few people who've transferred him in already.
Yeah,
he's popped up to 12.2%. And even I, to be honest, I'm looking at that double game week and my triple captain chip thinking, okay, he's not Aguero, he's not Kane. He's scored 5, 6, 6, 14. And then you include the performance against Barca was quite decent. He might be worth a shout.
Yeah,
definitely. And we've got, and certainly I think it's our first double game week. It's pretty good. Looks pretty good. West Ham followed by, no, that's not, that's this week, isn't it? the one after.
Oh yeah, you've got a great Arsenal got a great double game.
We've got a lovely run, and I think our double game week, yeah, it's like Palace and
it's Palace and West Brom at home.
That's it, yeah.
Plus, well, they'll
need a pick me up after getting done by the Hammers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't like facing West Ham away.
No,
for
I know. Yeah.
Payet playing the way he is, but only United and Arsenal, I think, have both of their double game week games at home. So you're instantly thinking, can I be bothered with the United player? Arsenal, Sanchez, I think. Granted, people who follow the game a bit will be looking at him, but anyone in your mini leagues that isn't following the game that well might have just forgotten about him a little bit.
It's just whether you can afford him, because he's still expensive. 10.6, isn't he? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of change.
He's 10.9.
He's 10.9, is he? Fuck
me. Yeah.
Have you got him in your squad at the minute?
No, I haven't. No. I can't afford him.
Yeah. Neither am I, but I'm kind of looking at it this week, yeah, after this week to see. Because it gets to the point where -4 point hits might be worth it. You never know. Another 4-0, 3-4-0s on the bounce. It was Man City beating Bournemouth 4-0. None of the no City players actually made the dream team for the week. But we did have a tweet from Chuck Bailey, Pimp Show Chuck. He actually said De Bruyne might be back. He was only an orange and thought to bring him in. And lo and behold, they looked better with him instantly and he got
a
goal.
He has got a bit of foresight.
Yeah, we got a tweet from Jack Saunders saying that he put him in the team as well, I think. Yeah. A couple of other people.
He was great for them. Mm. He's a great player.
Yeah, he's back now, isn't he? Yeah, he's back. So someone thought it was something to do with him having a son, which made him shit.
Oh.
Yeah. But
is that what... Did we mention that? Was that our theory?
I don't know. No, I think we got a tweet a while ago. Yeah, someone said, oh, is after he's had his son, will he finally start playing again?
Yeah.
You know, but us bloody fathers, guys, you know. With...
That's about to say. Yeah. Does that mean when you have a son, you're just going to get shit at podcasting?
I'm going to finally become good at podcasting. It's going to be the opposite. I'm going to finally reach my potential as a podcaster.
How good would that be just in time for the end of the season to finally, like...
He's suddenly... literally due, like, at the very, very, very end of the season.
Oh,
yeah.
Just too late for you to come, like, pop into the top 10 last week.
Yeah, get top 10. He's, come on and just...
He's got to be worried about those behind him, a certain Craigie Hazel, which we'll come on to in a bit.
Yeah, true. I thought you were talking about my son then. He was like, he's got to be careful on who's behind him. I thought, fucking, what are you doing standing behind my son? That's weird, isn't it? Jesus Christ, that's a weird threat to my unborn son.
Craig does take this very seriously.
He does take fantasy football incredibly seriously.
I promise to wait until your son is born before I start to threaten him.
Well, that's very nice. Thanks very much.
That is a promise. Elsewhere, we had Norwich beating Newcastle in a bit of a relegation scrap 3-2 in a pretty good game by all accounts. Mm. And Newcastle look fucked.
Yeah, it was a late, very late goal, wasn't it, Norwich? Because at one point it was looking like to be 3-4-0s and 3-2-alls on the day.
Yeah. I know... Despite both being pretty dreadful teams, they both had players in the dream team of the week. Johnny Howson for Norwich and Mitrovic,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And how, what was it, about 3 weeks ago? Well, it's probably not more now, 4 weeks ago. We were talking about how we'd never had a closer.
Closer. Yeah. Right, so we mentioned it a few weeks ago when it was just me and Ash. Then we mentioned it last time on the pod.
On the Lost Pod.
And we did closer, yeah. Although now we know his name, we've lost all the embarrassment because we sat there for about 10 minutes last week going, what's his name? What's that boy's name? He's got a funny name. That was us last week.
Yeah, so that's you every week. That's you every week when I'm not there. But,
closer. Yeah, Ash picked him out a few weeks ago.
But yeah, Howson was it. He got 10 points. Mitrovic, 12. He's still 1.1% picked Mitrovic, so there's quite a few Geordies who still got him. Stoke drew 2-2 with Swansea in what, because Stoke didn't win, that's probably now another meaningless game going, you know, not really playing for much. Swansea are safe. Sunderland drew 0-0 with West Brom, absolutely battered them. Defoe should have scored, so people who had him would be pissed off. West Ham 2-2 with Crystal Palace. We got to talk about Payet again, Ash.
Still.
Hashtag legend, etc. How many free kicks in a row has he scored?
He's ridiculous because for France as well.
Do you see both of them? The one for France was amazing, and I thought that can't be beaten. And then the one against Palace was just unbelievable.
I don't watch international football.
He's phenomenal. I captained him.
Oh, nice.
Captained him, and he scored one more point than Aguero, so two with the captaincy. So I was kind of justified.
Yeah.
Because I took a risk and just thought he's at least worth an assist or a free kick opportunity. So
I've been doing it actually.
I took a slight risk and it didn't pay off. I had the armband on Aguero until like 5 minutes before the deadline, and I'd swapped it with Mahrez and it didn't pay off.
Oh, right, yeah.
Leicester at the moment, we'll talk about Leicester beat Southampton 1-0, but they are becoming the king of 1-0.
Did I not say this last time? They are just doing enough. Whereas Arsenal, you know, would go to Southampton, maybe get the draw, or, you know, previous games that Leicester have done the 1-0, they're just doing enough every time. And yeah, it's soon we're all just going to go, oh, fuck, they've actually won. Yeah, you know what I mean? I really don't know why anyone's counting anyone else. You know, it's only because it's maths. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's maths is for losers.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Squares. Yeah. No, it is. They're just doing enough every time, you know, and that's the difference between us and them and Spurs as well, because the next score, I'm sure you're going to read out, Craig, is Liverpool 1, Spurs 1.
Yeah. Which is a good game.
Decent.
I'm sorry, just talking about Leicester. I actually got rid of Vardy this week.
Mm. Yeah, I did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but brought in, swapped him for Schmeichel. But I still wanted to keep 3 Leicester players.
What?
Yeah.
So you're playing Schmeichel up front? You unorthodox bastard.
Yeah.
And he means Peter as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I'd go for the old host.
Do you mean you swapped Vardy for another striker so that you could put Schmeichel in and have, because you'd hit your Leicester limit?
Yeah. I mean, I swapped them in the, like direct.
Which is a great move. Just looking at Leicester's last 6 games, they've won 5 of their last 6 games. The draw was 2-2. Mm. Every 5 of those wins, every one of them was a 1-0
That's
win.
That's mad, isn't it? See?
So just doing 4 on the bounce, 1-0. And Vardy's not really, obviously he's been a very important part of it, but from an FPL point of view, that's irrelevant because he hasn't actually got the goal. So I think it's not mad to take him out. I did it a couple of weeks ago and I've only just started to move up the league.
And I think they're going to shut up shop. They might concede in the last few games, but I mean, they're generally just going to try and win more games 1-0, aren't they? They're not going to go out to try and murder people 4-3 or whatever.
Their defence are winning them games. Yeah. They're winning them the league right now. Morgan got 15
Hoof.
Points.
Hoof has been fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah.
I think Schmeichel, Hoof and...
Morgan.
No, what's the other guy? I can't remember how you pronounce
Fuchs.
His name. Yeah, that's it, Fuchs. Those three would be an amazing combo.
Well, Wes Morgan got 15 points this week and Harry Redknapp wrote a column for The Telegraph. I don't know if you saw it. Saying it's probably a bit late for Wes Morgan to get himself in the Euro 2016 squad now, but if he did, he wouldn't let anyone down.
Oh, yeah.
He's Jamaican, so he would be letting them down. He's played over... There'd be a lot of very upset Jamaicans as he's played over 20 times for them.
Do you not remember back in the day, I think we talked about this on the podcast before, where Wimbledon, years and years ago, half their squad were sort of like English Jamaican players, but they all played for Jamaica?
Yeah, Marcus Gayle.
Robbie Earl.
Yeah.
You know, there was Hugo Egiog.
He was English. He was capped for England and didn't play for Wimbledon. But other than that...
Oh, other than that, that was a stat. Other than that, it was a fantastic stat.
But yeah. But he... but Wes Morgan is very Jamaican. So Harry Redder, who proofreads that shit? At least we don't claim to be accurate.
I don't know.
But yeah, and then obviously, like Tom said, Liverpool drew with Spurs 1-1 and Man United beat Everton, a very predictable... 1-0.
I thought did that do you some good? Have you still got just a team full of United players?
No, listen, I don't want to be branded as this guy who just has loads of United players. Mm. That's not who I am.
That's not who you are. You're so much more than that.
I've actually still got a very cheap Borthwick Jackson on the bench, but that's only because I'm trying to work him out week by week and haven't got round to it yet.
Yeah. He's got such a long name, it'll take a long time to get that out, yeah.
That's it. Just pressing delete that many times.
Yeah. Annoyingly, I put in 2 Everton players. Mm. I thought they'd probably lose, but I thought it was worth it, the risk, because they got a double game week
they've
next week.
They've got the double game week, yeah.
Yeah, to try and get 3 in for that, and then they got 1 the week after.
Yeah.
So I thought it was
that's what I was going to bring up, actually, because obviously everyone knows about the big double game week where lots of teams are playing 2 games. But what's kind of gone under people's, you know, they're under their radar and they missed it, is the fact that Everton and Palace have a double game week next week.
Yeah.
That has blown some people's minds because I guarantee that they haven't seen that. They've just looked at the thing and gone, just your normal day. And they go, oh, hold on, what the fuck?
Where do they work? Is that gunfire?
No, that was their brains exploding.
Right.
Blowing their minds.
Obviously, if you're the kind of person that listens to this podcast, then you might already know it. But the chances are people in your mini leagues who don't, I almost guarantee you that they haven't seen that Everton have got 2 games.
If you're listening to this, then you're quite the, you know, discerning FPL player.
Yeah. I think people might have realised that Everton are, but even I didn't really realise Palace were, and they're playing Palace. You know what I mean? So I was looking at Everton because they've got the double game week.
You said
up.
To me, you went, who are Everton playing double game week? And I said, well, Palace.
Yeah.
Because they're the other team in the game week.
Exactly. I've really
sort of chance
in.
We have affair. Yeah.
Well, I've already made my change early doors to get a third Everton player in as well. So I've got I had Lukaku anyway, and I'm hoping for big things. And then I brought in I've actually brought in Lennon over Barkley. Just but I looked at the minutes played in the last few weeks, and he's played 90.
Yes,
and then Coleman.
Yeah, so, see, I looked at Coleman, but I thought, is it worth bringing in a defender? Because I don't know if they're going to keep the clean sheets, and it's only then potentially going to be like 2 points. So I'm thinking maybe a Palace, because I've got Dan and I've got Lukaku and Barkley. But I'm thinking, I'm looking at Palace players. And then I started looking at cheap Everton players. And what I've noticed is that no one fucking plays 90 minutes. No one plays 90. You've got these players, and it's like they played 13 minutes last week, missed the last game, then had a few 90 minutes. Then there's just not enough consistency. And I'm thinking, I don't want to waste potentially a 4-point hit that I might have to take to get them in if they ain't going to. If they're going to play.
The disadvantage with Palace players is because you could get another Palace player, although after Dan, I don't know who you'd get, because they're on terrible form anyway.
That's it. We won't do it in the tweet section, but we did get an email asking, are we overlooking Palace here? Are there any Palace players we should be thinking about in this double game week?
So the thing is, they've got Dan, obviously, most people have got anyway.
Yeah.
But then they lose every week, and they've got a double game week next week. And they've got a double game week the week after, so that's good. Except for their matchup, who is it? They got Arsenal and Man United, I think. So it's like you may as well go for the.
Yeah.
You may as well get an Everton player in if you're deciding between the two.
But who's going for Palace though? Like Kabay is
literally
injured,
no one.
Kabay's like 20 injured. In a row.
Kabay's injured. I'll give you their top few scorers. Obviously, Scott Dan.
Yeah.
Scott Dan's on 113, and Damian Delaney's on 77 at 4.3 million.
Jeez,
so nice. If you wanted a cheap defensive alternative. Mm. But other than that, Zaha's on 78, Bolasie 73, Connor Wickham injured 61. They're not big scores.
No, it's not. I don't know if it's worth it, is it really? No, I was looking at that, but it'd be quite nice to bring in someone. Oh, I was going to ask, what about old Gareth Barry? For Everton, is he playing? Because he's fucking well cheap. If I can get him in and he plays, then I'll be able to buy Sanchez next week.
He plays. He's 4.2 million and he does normally play.
Does he? Because I looked and it didn't look like he gets a lot
well,
of...
He hasn't played in the last 3 weeks, but before that he was a mainstay. But he's a very typical Michael Carrick style player. He won't get you points.
He won't get me points, right. Fucking
and he's likely to pick up a booking. You're much... better off getting a more dynamic kind of
Lennon then, maybe.
Gamble like Lennon or Delafeu is a very good player, but he never plays 90 minutes.
In fact, all season, Gareth Bale has scored more than... Gareth Barry has scored more than 3 points. Mm. So you get 3 points for turning up and keeping a clean sheet, yeah? He scored more points than that twice. Mm. He scored less than zero once.
He scored less than zero?
So he's just slightly more likely to get you more than 3 points as he is to get you minus points.
I think you're better off just taking a gamble on a defender, hoping they keep one clean sheet out of two and getting you 6 points plus the two, 8 points, and then it's worth it.
There you go.
They should keep one clean sheet against Palace or Watford. Palace look woeful.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, that's good. But, what we've done there is we've answered probably half the tweets we got today. just people saying, who should I pick from Everton? Because everyone's doing the same. They're looking at it.
But then we can answer the questions that we get, like quiche or jelly beans or whatever weird questions that people tweet us.
Definitely
quiche. Definitely quiche.
I'd love a bit of quiche last night, actually.
Well, I don't like jelly beans, but I'm not a big fan of quiche. But someone likes jelly beans.
You look like someone who'd love a quiche.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You What's that
like
supposed to be?
Or maybe like a broccoli and Stilton. That's just the kind of guy you look. You
a broccoli and Stilton what? Soup?
Quiche.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, of course it is.
He's pretending like what?
And then just,
I like a broccoli and Stilton soup.
Well,
sure.
Just imagine it in quiche form.
Yeah. In case mad guys from Coach Trip are still listening. You'd be like, no, guys, I'm cool. I don't eat broccoli and Stilton.
Yeah. I love a broccoli and Stilton soup, but I can't imagine it in a quiche. I'm not a big fan of quiche. Well, you know, it's just how I'm wired. Anyway.
Crazy.
Tom.
Yes.
Tommy T Whistle.
Yes.
Are you going to give us our league positions or do you want a top 10 first? It's completely up to you.
Well, I mean, I'll break in with us because we're not quite at that top 10 yet.
We're not.
So we'll work our way up. Working our way up. Craig, I'll tell you what, mate, you've got me sweating. And not just because you've got your shirt off at the moment.
Not just because I've threatened your son.
Yeah, not because you threatened my son and I'm now picturing you eating a broccoli and Stilton quiche with your shirt off. You've moved up 353rd, mate.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Six clicks?
God.
All right, let's not go into clicks.
Let's not go into clicks. Come on. 635 points, right? So as you're going up, I'm steadily every fucking week going down and down and down. So I'm only 45 points ahead of you now. I'm 265th.
Yeah.
45 points is nothing when you, I think, got about 20 points more than me last week. So I'm genuinely sweating now.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, he's 353rd. I'm 265th.
I had a week.
All right, so, man. Like, stop going on about
it. How many points did you get? You already said, sorry.
My points. No, we haven't actually said. I got 76 points.
Mad. Massive.
Well, and went up. So,
yeah, I only made one mistake, and that was having Coutinho on the bench, and he got 9 points. That was annoying, because I gave Antonio the nod. But that was kind of the only mistake I made this week.
Yeah, I've got like 55 or something.
And where are you then, Tom, sorry?
265th.
Okay.
So, yeah, 45 points between us. And then up the table, 36th, Ash. Not a good week for you. You went down a little bit, didn't you?
I've gone down every week for the past probably 6 weeks, right?
Yeah, I have.
But then I've not. So I got 66 points.
Mm.
Isn't that exactly low?
That's decent.
And I've only got two people in my team.
Mm.
Or three now. But I've gone down on.
You've only got two people in your team. That's where you went wrong.
No wonder. That's your problem. That's your first mistake.
Like you've got Peter Schmeichel up front. And you've only got two players. He's one of two players in your team. That's mental. The fact that he got 66 points was crazy.
But so you keep searching for Max Rushton and he's not on there.
Yeah. But so say like on Saturday night, I had every single player I had had either scored or got an assist or kept a clean sheet.
Yeah.
So it was all six and above and I'd gone down 10 places.
Yeah, I know. It's Christ. Fucking soul destroying being in our league.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. But please join. It's great fun. Yeah. It's great fun.
Yeah. So stop joining.
Yeah. So Ash, 1,832 points. So yeah, Craig, me and you, the you know, it is hotting up now. I mean, I can't believe that at Christmas time, I was about 112. Can you believe that? 112.
Yeah. And what are you now?
265th.
Shit.
Just making all the wrong decisions. It's really annoying. But I've got a game plan now. My game plan is, and we mentioned this on the last episode, I decided I'm just going to go mental.
That's not...
We did say
no, that. You need to stop doing that. What you need to do...
You need to stop doing that.
Your ultimate game plan, surely, is just to pick whatever team Craig's got.
No, because I'm not in it just to beat him. I'm in it to do myself proud.
You are.
And my newborn son proud. Well, of course not, because I never thought I'd even get to the point where I could potentially challenge you, yet let alone beat you.
Give us this sob story bullshit. No!
It's like the X Factor, isn't it?
But at what point ever in your life, like realistically, you want to do as well as possible, right?
Yeah.
At what point ever is that ever good advice? Imagine any context where... Don't know. Just go mental.
Well, yeah, it's going to be like whole differentials. I'm going to be brave, Ash. Bravery will win through in the end. You know,
Mel Gibson talking. Bravery that. Differentials. Mel Gibson.
Bravery differentials. Hashtag. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. But I'm going to go for it. I've got nothing to lose, have I?
Well,
we look forward to it. We look forward to next week.
Yeah. So about the actual top 10 then.
But yeah, exactly. Before we go to the break, we'll go through the actual top 10 because we have exciting news at the top.
Oh, yeah.
So in 10th place, it's Challenge Everything. In 9th place, new into the top 10 is a French team, Auder Effacer. I don't know what that means.
You said it well, though. Yeah.
Thank you. Cool. That's John Alchin. Auder Effacer, if you want that as your text tone. There you go.
If I know John, it's probably something racist. And I don't know.
Probably.
John, you racist
French
bastard.
John. Oh.
In 8th place is Higher Ray for United FC. In 7th place, JRB defending. They've been there and thereabouts all season. 6th place, Pinky and De Bruyne, moving up slightly. 5th place, Kasmala 11. 4th place, Wright and Debushi. 3rd place, Keep Calm and Climb Up. 2nd place, Gary Elder.
What?
Lost his top spot. Lost his top spot, Island Bumbu.
Wow.
And 1st place, one of probably our most interactive listeners who emails us a lot, gets involved, and has actually written us a blog that we're going to put up later in the week, is AFC Newfinrock, Elliot Levy. He scored 84 points this week.
Wow.
And a huge week.
That's
and I think the good news that everyone's excited about is that Bob's team's not in the top 10 because it's such a shit name.
Oh, it's a good name. It's a good name. So I remember last week or the week before, we were saying how Mielda was so far ahead, it seemed like no one could get anywhere near him. Yeah, Levy pops up. Hello.
Hello, Levy.
The Leavester. Yeah. Leaves on the track, just straight out there.
Lever arch file, boom, right up into the top spot. And then we should say that John Mielder, the previously good Mielder, is now in 20th, so Ash could catch him.
Ash, I'll tell you what, that would be good. taken over a Mielder.
Seems pretty fucking unlikely.
Well, no, you know, you're doing all right.
And then as a side note, for people who've been listening since last season, Geordie Wilson.
Yeah, G-Dub.
Is up into 26.
Is he?
Obi-Wan Kenobi nil.
He's doing well, isn't he? He's bringing it.
I wouldn't rule him out. I wouldn't rule out Geordie Wilson.
There was a little bit of Twitter between him and Danny McGeeken. For anyone who listened last year, Danny McGeeken won. He came in quite late and he won, and he took the title from Geordie Wilson very, very last doors. So there was a little bit of stuff going on between them the other week on Twitter, which you should all get involved with at the Gaffer Tapes. Follow us there and get involved.
So yeah, we think they might be sleeping together. We're just speculating, but it was very tense.
Yeah, very tense, very sexually driven.
Yeah, it was very homoerotic. Mm. He's down in 73rd, and they're going to settle that with an oiled-up Greco-Roman wrestling match if things don't get done in the FPL arena.
Having a nibble, on a quiche at the same time.
Oh, the only person I've managed...
two new teams as well.
Oh, sorry. The only person I've managed to keep any sort of beef going with, Adam Heppenstall.
Oh, hell yeah.
I actually made some points up on him. He's 23rd, and I'm 36th, but it's only 12 points in it.
People keep trying to have beef with me on Twitter. I'm just ignoring it because I don't want to admit where I am.
I've seen that. I've seen a few people tweeting trying to get involved, going, Craig, hello, I'm here. I just
I just don't think they like me. No. And we do have more people coming into the team still. Fred West Ham and Wadelaide 15 are coming into the league next week. So who knows? They could be top 10. They could Danny McGeeken us all.
They could. Oh, I bet there's people, the professional bastards that do that in there. Yeah. Professional bastards.
I'd like to see him interviewed on Sky News just to see that pop up underneath.
Yeah, professional bastard.
Living legend Brian Coates is 51st.
51st. Oh, he's just off that first there. Page. They're all there. They're all slowly getting up. Yeah. I tell you what, watch them.
McGeeken, Coates
and
Wilson.
Boys, I tell you, those boys, they'll still have all their chips left. That'll be the difference. That's why they're slightly farther down.
They will.
Guaranteed.
They will. Yeah, I wonder how many in the top 50 have already used more than one of their chips.
Do you know how proud I would feel if one of those boys went up and won our league this year? The old school, the old firm, the old guard, as they call them. Do you know what I mean? From last year, pops up and everyone goes, oh, who are these? I don't know. Go back and listen to some old episodes.
That's all we got time for in part one of the Gaffer Tapes. In part two, we're going to go through some of your tweets. And obviously in part three, have a look forward to the next game week. So all of that is coming up in parts two and three of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast Part 2 with Tom, Ash and Craig. We've just had a quick look at Game Week 32. We've apologised for the lost pod. Please stop going on about it. It was the best bit of broadcasting no one ever gets to hear. We're still talking about it now. It's my fault. But we are going to go through some of your tweets and all the questions you've had over the week. Now, Tom, normally you do a little jingle here, but that's been a bit of a bone of contention, hasn't it?
Well, thanks for bringing it up, Craig. Yes, what I did was I did, as I always do, an absolutely brilliant poll.
You love a poll. I
love a poll, Craig. I love a poll. I'm famous for loving polls. I tweeted the other day, March the 29th, I said, the big question, what is your favourite jingle? And we had so many votes, it was unbelievable. And there was a clear winner. The options, obviously, were tweets for my tweet. Tweet like chocolate. Where the tweets have no name, and Tweet Life, which are all four jingles that I have used over the last couple of years. Now, the winner was Tweets for My Tweet.
Was it?
But it didn't... Well, no, it wasn't. No. No, it didn't win. That it actually came last. But that's my favourite, so that's the one I'm going to carry on doing. So, I think it's because a lot of listeners don't remember Tweets for My Tweet, because that was right at the very start.
Well, maybe they just don't like it. What was the winner, then?
The winner was Tweet Like Chocolate, which is the one I liked doing the least.
Oh, maybe that's
it was the one I really couldn't commit to.
Well, let's have a...
That was too urban for me, Ash. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why don't we have a...
An amalgamation?
Now, do them both, and then you can do another part to decide which of those two they like.
This has backfired.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You tweet like chocolate, boy. You tweet like chocolate. Like that. So that's
I can already tell how much he was uncomfortable doing that by his voice.
Oh, it was horrible. That was really horrible. Whereas... Tweets for a tweet.
Oh, it's so much better. So that's what we're going to go
well,
for.
You're
so
happy doing it. We just want you happy, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you remember, Ash started getting to the point where he even started joining in with the
don't help me.
Didn't you? It's 2 years and I still don't know what the song is or B, what that noise is.
That's kind of the feeling we have about every one of your quizzes.
Zing. Shots fired.
So yeah, so now we've had the jingle. Hit us up with the tweets. What have we had?
Let's have some bloody tweets. Yeah, we got a tweet from a new tweeter, Sid at Fantasy Pest. And what you'll notice is a lot of these tweets are quite specific to people now because they really, really want, with only six game weeks left, they really want quite specific tailor-made, you know, answers.
So they're saying enough of the bullshit. Answer the actual question, please.
Exactly, yeah. So please give me some fucking advice. So, yeah, Sid at Fantasy Pest, he said, Mahrez, Ozil, KDB, Coutinho, pick three for the wildcard 33 team.
At least ask,
no, please.
At least ask nicely.
No, please, no thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, Mahrez, Ozil, KDB, Coutinho. First, the first thing that jumps out to me, not I'm sure he isn't, you know, asking me out of the three of us, but the three of them, three of them are playing double game weeks and Mahrez isn't. So I'd go for the three actually playing double game weeks because Leicester ain't got a double game week. Just saying.
Yeah, but maybe he's got four of them in his team.
Yeah, no, out of those four, three?
Well, maybe he should use more of his 140 characters, Ash, some pleasantries.
You could have said the word please about six times. Fit that in. Yeah, Mahrez, Ozil, KDB, Coutinho, pick three. For the wildcard 33 team, I'd go for KDB, Coutinho and Ozil.
Yeah.
Not Mahrez.
Yeah. Makes sense, doesn't it? They are winning.
Done. Don't give him any more pleasantries. Done.
Can I just...
thanks for tweeting us. felt bad. Felt genuinely bad.
I need to pause the podcast a moment. And this is going to... I've been trying to figure out how to do it without making it...
Are you going to stir your drink? With
yeah, I was going to try and figure out how to do it without...
Well, don't
it
pause
up.
The podcast. Just do it.
But do then, it.
I couldn't figure out a way of doing it without it.
Are you?
This is ridiculous.
Without you being able to hear it.
That is ridiculous. We're getting too lax. right. Okay. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
it's better than me doing it in the background.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
It's better. What do you mean? None of it's good. It's an FPL podcast and you're drinking an espresso martini.
He is drinking an espresso martini. That's absolutely true.
I was during the first half. Now it's a White Russian.
So if you're listening
at home, you can drink along.
Yeah, drink along with whatever Ash drinks. You'd be dead after an hour.
Drink along with Ash is another podcast that will be coming out next
That's
year.
That's brilliant. Yeah, we'll work on the jingle. We got a tweet from Padful, at Padful.
Yeah.
Using my wildcard this game week and looking at an Aguero-shaped 13.4 mil hole in my funds, can I just get rid of him, please? He actually did write please at the end, which is very nice.
Yeah.
He's basically saying, just okay it. Can I get rid of him? I think you can. I think with all these double game weeks coming up, you know, I'm certainly thinking of getting, and I said this on the last episode, I'm certainly thinking about bringing in Danny Welbeck.
I think you're roundly shunned.
I feel about that.
That might be why we had to delete the episode.
Yeah. That's what you said last time. Yeah, that's what you said last time, though. But then we looked, and his sort of minutes played to points ratio is fucking good. He has been scoring,
but
he might be that differential pick that people want.
But if you play 1 minute a week and score 1 point,
no.
Your ratio is 34 times better than Mahrez.
No, he does.
It's still shit.
He's done you on ratios there, mate.
But that's true. He's embarrassed me. But yeah, Aguero, can you get rid of him?
If you're going to reinvest the points and go like Ozil, Sanchez, and you think they're definitely going to win. Then yeah, go for it.
Yeah, he's worth getting rid of to free up a bit of money for someone. Yeah, like Sanchez
or like KDB, Ozil, Sanchez.
Yeah, exactly, because they're all about like 10 mil, isn't
that? Now KDB and Sanchez are sort of back on the scene, be it through injury or through form. Then it's worth it, yeah, to reinvest elsewhere. I think, but you're not going to get a striker of. Everyone knows the three of the five six strikers you're going to have now. No surprises to be sprung, really. I don't think.
No, we got a tweet. I hope that answered your question, Padful. We got a tweet from Will Boodoo. Do the jingle.
Oh, sorry. You remind me of the Boodoo. Hoodoo. Do what? Remind me of the babe.
So my baby.
yeah, he said, who's the best option for triple captain in game week 34? Now, we did talk about this a lot last week. We need to remember that we that they don't know that we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Though,
and it was so good. Potentially it was so through. Good.
It was so good. It was definitive. It was quite literally the most definitive double game week talk.
At
ever.
One point, Tom was...
But, no, he's saying 34.
At one point, Tom was so eloquent, I cried. We'll never hear it.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of, on this point, I'm thinking of not using my wild card or...
Bench boost
for game week 34. I'm thinking wait till 38. Is there a triple game week? Is...
what?
Isn't there...
You're crazy.
Great, week 38.
Is it a tripler?
Three teams have got double game weeks as well.
That's 37.
37.
37, I mean.
No, it's just 38. It's just everyone plays.
Exactly. So 37 is the same thing. So what you could do... What
is
I'm
37
gonna do,
a tripler?
It is. So why not use your triple captain point on... week 34.
Right.
And then use your bench boost on week 37.
Yeah.
And also, then you can use your, well, you guys can't, but then you could wildcard week 37 to save you fucking up your team for week 36.
How can you...
So I'll go through it again slowly.
Please don't.
So week, on the double game week that's coming up.
Yeah.
Most people are going to...
You're talking about 34 on the 16th of April.
On week 34, most people are going to wildcard bench boost, yeah?
Yes.
And not on the same week, but you can do it over
You can wildcard just before and bench, yeah.
Exactly right, okay. Which gives you 15 people who are all playing twice.
Mm-hmm.
What you could do, but the problem is, sorry, with that, is that then the next week, hardly anybody's playing.
35, yeah, you're going to miss out a lot.
Exactly. So what you could do is triple captain on this double game week that's coming up on 34.
Yeah.
So say triple captain, which is what he's asked. And then on game week 37, so you've then skipped that one where none of your players will be playing. Then on game week 37, that's where you wildcard and then...
Okay, so essentially don't do it 34, do it 37.
Yeah, it's an option because I think lots of people on 37 are going to use their triple captain.
And then you'll have everyone because everyone's playing 38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That's pretty
good. For a lot of that, I was just thinking of Quiche. And I'm...
Oh, do you know what? I was actually listening to that and that made
And I don't think we answered his question of who to triple captain.
No, sorry. No, he's asking who to triple captain in 34. I think because of your standout City-Newcastle game, I think it's got to be Aguero, hasn't it? It's got to be odds-on favourite.
They got Chelsea, though, haven't they? Their other game. What about Man United... Palace, but then they've got nobody.
I think Sanchez is an ever increasing choice.
United Palace, that's looking pretty good.
Yeah,
who's scoring for United? Martial.
Yeah, it's risky.
Little differential pick if that turns out.
Yeah, who scored for them last week?
Martial.
I think everyone will be. I think predominantly 80% of people are going to pick either Aguero. They're going to pick Sanchez now. They're going to pick Lukaku for Everton's games. Well, maybe
I'm actually thinking of triple captain in Lukaku this week.
Yeah, as am I, actually. This game. I am tempted.
Yeah. I'm tempted with that. So I think that's
Watford and Palace away from home.
Watford and Palace, but they're both away, and Lukaku hasn't been scoring. That's the only thing that's sort of dragging me back. But I might, because I'm not going to get to the point where I have more than 11 double game weekers, I might bench boost this week because my bench looks pretty strong. I've got two Bournemouth players and Alderweireld on the bench. So I might bench boost this week, maybe.
Also, what about either Coutinho or Firmino?
Yeah.
On week 34, because they've got Everton, who are pretty porous at the back, and South. Oh no. Who's their other game?
Bournemouth away.
Bournemouth, yeah. Who conceded?
Someone has asked us about Firmino and Coutinho on Twitter, actually, and I think
I was just going to say that. Yeah, we did get a tweet, didn't we?
Yeah. So that is Coutinho seems to be finding some form. Firmino's been out with a couple of knocks, but I think I'm going to go Sanchez. If that's his question, I'm going Sanchez, I think. I'm going to try and bring him in if I can.
For 34? Yeah, that's not a bad shout. Yeah, see, maybe I might go for Welbeck.
Yeah.
Same game week.
Yeah, who...
Because I'm mental.
Yeah, Man United have got easier games, I think, but then they haven't got...
They haven't got high scorers, have they? But yes.
Yeah, form's good, but it's all defensive, isn't it?
So talking of Coutinho and Firmino, Ian Horton, Horsey Horton, emailed us. No, he didn't. He sent us a tweet and he said, Coutinho or Firmino as the preferred Liverpool mid for the rest of the season, or both? Thoughts?
I probably wouldn't go both because they're so inconsistent. No. They're never going to get...
They've got the double game weeks.
But that's what I mean. But then it's, do you play them all for the rest of the season? They're going to win, lose, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like, I think, like, Leicester, oh, I'm totally going to give it the kiss of death, but I think, say, Leicester, Tottenham, Arsenal, someone like that, those teams are probably just going to win all the rest of their games pretty much.
Yeah.
But Liverpool.
I see the logic in Coutinho. Firmino's out injured. Coutinho has been, but in his two full 90 minutes since coming back from injury, he's scored 7 and 9 points and got 2 goals in 2 games against Saints and Spurs. So it's against difficult opposition. So I think Coutinho is a great shout for the last running. They've got Newcastle at home next week. The week after, they've got Swansea away, who haven't got a great deal to play for. So there is some scope for him scoring some goals.
Remember, though, they've got 2 games against Dortmund coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
Which isn't going to be easy. And then what else have they got to play for?
And they actually want to win that because there's a Champions League place in it. So,
exactly. They're not going to make top four. So no. They're going to rest players in the league, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet answers. We've got a tweet from McStaney.
Hello, McStaney.
Our old friend from South Africa.
He is, yeah.
He is indeed. He tweeted us and said, "Gaffers, do we go for the template wildcard double game week team, or is it time to take risks?" We kind of have just touched on that, but I think, mate, if you want to listen to me, which you probably don't, not many people do, but yeah, take risks. That's what I'm going to do now.
Okay.
I think it's the only way really forward in this world. risks.
An alternative strategy would be to do exactly the opposite. Go for the template team. If you think it's genuinely the best one.
Yeah.
Like, if you think there's somebody who's, it's like a 50-50 split, maybe go for the other one, who's like a bit of an outsider, but don't go completely.
Well, there's a happy medium, isn't it? Get the mainstays that you couldn't afford in. That's the whole point of a wild card. The ones that you couldn't bring them all in at the same time, get them. So your Wes Morgans or your Robert Huth or your Fuchs and stuff, to get them in and work around it, or Sanchez if he's hitting
your
form.
Your Huths and your Fuchs.
But don't... But I think now if you're going to have a couple of differentials, maybe now don't have Vardy and don't have, I don't know, Mahrez. I don't know, you know, just because Leicester seem to be not scoring that many goals. So I think there's scope for the people who are still clinging on to them and replacing them with someone else, like Sanchez, who's hitting form at the right time, or, you know, I don't know, Okachani or something.
But the thing is, going by that trail of thought, you know, not taking any risks, then, you know, the people that... triple captained Wijnaldum, aka Wijamin, in like game week 6 when he scored 4. You know, there was about 3 people in the world that triple captained him for some reason. They are still quite literally reaping the rewards.
But they're still probably quite literally
30 weeks.
If my auntie had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Yeah, true. But you know, I think there's a little bit of both in that, you know.
Holmesy's final thought. I love the tweet section because we just don't ever answer anyone's question.
Well, no, I think we've answered a few, but, yeah, you know, yeah. I like to take a slightly different...
Next run. Question, hit us with it. We'll see if we get this one right.
Okay. We do have a tweet about... I must say, like I say, 90% of all the tweets we've had have either been double game week related, which is understandable. It's a very big thing. Or the fact of why, where the fuck have you been, basically.
Is this one cocktail related?
It's not cocktail related, no.
Oh, shit.
We could ask you a cocktail related question if you like.
Tom will put a poll out there, no problem. But a time.
Oh yeah,
cocktail poll. Yeah. We'll do a cocktail poll. We've got a tweet from Joe Bloom at Joe Bloomy. He said, "Who is your potential Ash?
Yeah.
Differentials for those vital double game weeks? We all know the obvious picks, but who might surprise?" So Ash, so if you had to go for a differential, I know it's not your style, I know it's not the kind of guy you are. All right, but if you did have to pick, you know, if you had, say, a second team like I do, where you just do mad shit to see if it works. Who would your differentials be?
Well, let me think about it, because I'm so undifferentialed.
No.
I don't even know. But let Craig answer and I'll have a think. Quickly.
Okay, Craig.
I think mine would probably be, it's not crazy, but it would probably be Martial. He'd be the one that, if you wanted to do something slightly different, I've just checked now, he's 7.4% picked, so he's under 10% picked. He's very hit and miss, but they've got 2 home games in that double game week. Only them and Arsenal
and that
have
34,
that.
Yeah.
So
that does look good.
He would be my differential pick because, say, if you still got Vardy, I don't think you lose out by taking Martial instead. So that would be mine.
That's a shout. That's a very good shout. Me, Danny Welbeck. Thanks for asking. I think for the same reasons.
I think probably quite a lot of people have picked him up, but Lennon over Barkley. It's quite
a
good shout.
I've done that
because he's got a double game week. 2 in a row.
Yeah.
And then you could always have...
And then bin him after that.
Yeah, and you could always play Barkley and Lennon if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Or Lennon and McCarthy.
Hey!
Hey! Was that deliberate?
Yeah, but you can actually... I noticed in the first half that you can actually... Both of those are quite good picks.
Yeah.
Well, although McCarthy doesn't really score that many, but he's like one of their better rated players.
Okay. There we go. That was, I think, we answered.
That was concise. Well. We did that.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Guarantee now, it'll be like the whole pod saved, except for the last 3 minutes. we've got a tweet. We always like to end on one that's not necessarily FPL related, because obviously everything else we talk about is so FPL related.
Exactly.
We got a tweet from Laurie Klopp, who said, "What is your ideal kebab?" Now, I found that quite interesting because I had a kebab. I've had a couple of kebabs recently. And me and Ash, we've had a few, and he said naked kebabs. We've had a few drunken kebabs. Well, I don't think we were naked. A few drunken kebabs. Any ideas?
The I was in London one day, and...
How long is this anecdote going to be?
Immediately off on a tangent.
Strap in.
I was in East London one day.
Okay.
At a bar, and someone came up to me and was like, "All right, mate, yeah, talking to me." And he said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Oh, Windsor." And he went, "Oh, Windsor, yeah. It's the place with the good place with the good kebab place, wasn't it?"
Yeah. The place with the good kebab place, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he retarded?
He was... My retelling of it. Yeah. He might have been more eloquent.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, sort of a big fuck off castle as well, but there was a good
kebab. But I will say that it's genuinely the best kebabs, I'd say, in the world. Ramsay's Kebabs Windsor.
Yeah.
We should maybe get some kind of sponsorship.
Fucking right, we should. Take this clip down to them. We want some free kebabs for that.
Go, excuse me, hello.
Because it's quite obviously not the best kebab in the world, so definitely get some endorsements.
It is.
No, I'm telling you. I'll tell you now. Right, next time you're down, Craig,
we're taking... None of this bullshit pitter crap. It's like a wrap.
It's a proper wrap.
Like it's famous.
Like a durum. Is it a Turkish kebab?
I don't know.
Never
asked them. But yeah, bloody good kebabs. So for me,
that's the answer.
I like a lamb kebab with burger sauce, jalapenos, and you know what? Throwing a little bit of halloumi.
Burger sauce. Halloumi. You're a fucking animal.
Burger sauce. No, burger sauce. Trust
that's
me,
not
trust
a type
me.
Of sauce. That's a made up sauce.
No, it's a real sauce. It's like your almost like your Thousand Island dressing almost. Burger sauce is a real sauce. This is you being food fascist.
I'm not.
What even is burger sauce?
Exactly.
It's like when you said that you can't eat. You're like, "Oh, Richmond sausages, oh, burger sauce." We will never agree on food, Greg.
No, because I like food that's actually got food in it.
That is a classic callback.
What's that?
The fucking Richmond sauces. Thing.
Burger sauce is a real sauce. I'll put that out on a
I know it.
Poll. I'm going to put that out
I know,
on a poll
I've
before
seen,
even the pod comes
I've
out.
I've seen the sauce. I'm just saying that nowhere that serves the best food in the world has burger sauce on a fucking menu.
No, we never said it's the best food in the world. That would be ridiculous. It's the best kebab in the world.
It's not. But anyway, I like it. I like a chicken sheesh.
That is so bland.
That is so hipster.
Yeah.
How's it hipster?
Mean streets of Aberdeen.
You're sitting next to a man who's drinking a fucking espresso martini on a Tuesday night doing
that's
a podcast.
Very that's very true, yeah. For me, lamb.
This is why we don't talk about food. We get very upset.
Sorry. No, let's not. This is the only time we ever fall out is when it's food related. Do you want to just quickly chip in, Ash? Because you haven't had your chance to say what your favourite kebab was.
I think I started with a 20-minute long anecdote about...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's only one answer to this. It is go to Ramsay's in Windsor.
Yeah, just go to Ramsay's in Windsor. Come down to Windsor, see us, have a drink. We'll take you to Ramsay's. We'll show Craig that it's wrong.
We'll all get together.
On the Gaffer Tapes meetup.
Yeah.
We'll come via Windsor. Come to Windsor, then I can come. Because I can bring my son in a pushchair.
And have a pint of burger sauce, you monster.
I'll be weaning him on the...
Before we go to the break for part three. As the podcast's been going on, we've just had a tweet from Chris Gibbons. If you remember...
Oh, the Jibber. Jibby.
Yeah, Jibby Gibbo from Australia.
Bubbles.
And he's had the FPL nightmare. Wait for this. He said, "What a bloody shit," which is a great start to a tweet anyway. Yeah. "What a bloody shit. Made 17 transferred on my phone and confirmed it before playing the wild card. Now it won't let me play it."
Hold on. So
what? That can't be right.
Yeah. So he's made 17 transfers.
No.
Yeah. So he's taken a points hit on 16
so
of them.
He's taken a points hit. What's that? What's the points hit? What's
16 times 4, that's 64.
Oh, well, that
is it?
Isn't it?
If you were going to take a...
I don't know. I don't do
points
that.
Hit, 64 is the ultimate.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So let us know how that goes, Chris Gibbons. And but that's a funny little story to end on. Come to Windsor and we'll buy you a kebab to make you feel better.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, bless you. That's terrible.
It's a long way from Australia. But yeah, keep your tweets coming in at the Gaffer Tapes, or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. A couple of the questions we said earlier were from people emailing us. And we've had an awesome response to asking for anyone who wants to write a blog for the website. If you want to get on the blog, talk about something FPL or football related, email us info@thegaffertapes.com. As of next week, we're going to start getting some of your blogs up there. So feel free to do that. But yeah, just tweet us, FPL related. Stay off the food subject, because we all get quite passionate about that. If only we were that passionate about fantasy football, we might be doing better.
Yeah, imagine that. We're just screaming at each other, going, "No, it's Mahrez, you bastard! Yeah.
I've told you it's pronounced fucking Okachani."
That's what TalkSport's for. So you can get that there. But yeah, in part three, we're going to have a look at the next game week, obviously, a little bit just through the fixtures. And more importantly, we're going to have the quiz, because we've got the slight matter of the Lost Podcasts quiz and what's going to happen.
Think you should stay
what's going to happen with that. So we'll talk about
and
that.
I think possibly one of the best quizzes ever. Mm.
Wow.
So it's obviously going to be shit.
Obviously, you weren't here last week, listeners, but Ash also said that for that podcast and every single one before. So we'll find out if that's legit in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to part three of an espresso martini fueled Gaffer Tapes fantasy football podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. If you hear any ice clinking in the background, it's Ash doing his best Don Draper impression.
Bloody Iceman, isn't he? Every podcast.
We just need cool nicknames. Oh, the Bloody Iceman. They call him Martini Mike. don't, obviously, ever. And anyway, it's part three, so we're going to have a quick look forward to game week 33 before the dreaded game week 34. God only knows what next week's podcast is going to be like. It's all we've heard about for so long.
I know. God.
I'll be glad when it's over.
I don't know how we're going to cope. I really don't.
Imagine the game week 36 one where there's no games, no wild cards, no chips.
Oh, just be bliss, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it'll be like people messaging, "I'm only missing 9 players this week. Yeah. Is that good?"
Well, that's when they'll stop the FPL questions and be like, "If you had to sleep with the entirety of one 90s girl band, who would it be?"
Don't just say that and gloss over it. That's a cracking question. Probably All Saints.
Definitely All Saints.
Nailed it.
Anyway.
Ash will never answer. One, because he doesn't know what All Saints are. Two, because he doesn't remember the 90s. And not because he was too young, but just because he was stoned. and three... Yeah.
He's a better person than we are, so we'll Absolutely. Probably say it. Mm. But no, game week 33, fixtures-wise, obviously we've already said in bits what we're going to do or what our plans are. If it's of any interest to you, we don't know. We know some podcasts kind of talk about what they're doing, but most of you are doing better than Tom and I, so you don't need to hear it, really. But fixtures-wise, the pick of the lot, really. Like you said, Ash, anyone who plays Villa is always a pretty good shout, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Who have they got this week?
They've got Bournemouth. They're at Villa Park, but it's Bournemouth.
Oh, shit. Well, and Bournemouth score, don't they? So,
I just can't see Villa scoring.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's why I'm thinking bench boost, because I've got my double game weekers and I've got your staples like Bellerin and in Alderweireld. So I'm thinking I do have a couple of Bournemouth players on the bench. So I think maybe I'll bench boost because it might be worth it.
Who have you got from Bournemouth? Can you remember?
Richie.
Probably. Oh, Matt Ritchie. Yeah.
And your man. Daniel.
Charlie Daniels. CD. A lot of people have Charlie Daniels, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very highly picked, actually. So, might be worth... Yeah, definitely worth a few points there.
Although he got 0 points this week, but yeah. Mm.
They got a battering from City. But yeah, by that same logic, Southampton at home to Newcastle probably isn't a bad pick to have a look at Saints players, is it? Fraser Forster's kept an obscene amount of clean sheets.
I've got him in goal, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a lot of teams now. It's coming down to the ones in the top half, if they're playing ones at the bottom half, seem to just be keeping clean sheets.
Yeah.
It's just more consistency, isn't it? Not really smashing people.
Yeah, and then there's the other set of teams which don't really have much to play for. So Swansea, Chelsea, Watford, Everton. Like, what's their inspiration to do well at all? It's a good one.
I guess because it starts getting... That's a good point, actually. What happens to... I was saying in the second part that I was thinking of triple captaining now and then bench boosting in week 37. But then when it gets that late in it, the fixtures start getting really sketchy, don't they? Because no one's got anything to play for.
Yeah.
People could be resting their whole teams. You get these joke things, you know, where Man United put out their youth team and stuff in the last 2 weeks.
Well, no, they'll be chasing. They'll be chasing.
Yeah, I guess everybody will. It's so tight this year. Maybe no one will do it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who bloody knows? But yeah, so that plans-wise, I guess Everton is a big one. Palace, we've sort of said before, we don't think their double game week's worth exploring. But let us know what you're going to do. Hashtag us your teams, hashtag balls, and tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes what team you're going to pick. Are you going to bring in three Everton players for the double game week? Are you going to bring in three Palace players or any Palace players? But let us know what you're going to do and everyone can share some tips so you can all win your own mini leagues. Talking of winning things, Tom versus Craig is obviously quite a big quiz. Mm. And the Lost podcast that we've referred to so much comes with certain controversy as well.
So,
well, there, I mean, there was controversy on top of the controversy.
Yeah.
The fact that last week, the missing podcast, we actually mentioned the fact that previously it was the whole Okocharny or something thing.
Yeah. So we had, last week, I had to give a ruling because Craig did the quiz by text the week before.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was some dispute about whether Okocharny or something. And no, that wasn't the actual one that was disputed, was it? What was the actual dispute?
That was one.
Was it?
Was it?
Yeah, that was.
His name's not Okocharny.
Tom didn't even pronounce something right.
No, it wasn't that. It was
Okazaki.
It wasn't. It was I misread the question.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was it. I misread the question. So I gave Tom the points. I think was what we decided last week.
Yeah.
So... that being said, I'm going to keep the scores from the missing podcast.
Fuck about.
I'm going to try.
Shall we explain what?
Yeah, yeah. So last week, and we're going to do it this week as well. Oh, and this week's quiz is impossible. we played for minus points. So every time you got a question right, the other person got deducted a point in their league.
But the overall score.
But Craig won last week's quiz 3-0. So the score's now 9-6. To Craig? 10-6.
Not even slightly.
10-6. It was like 9-4.
It wasn't that bad because you were only 1 point behind him, weren't you?
Yeah.
It was 10-9 and you lost 3 points. So it's 10-6 to Craig.
Was it 10-6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was 9-4.
Okay.
Why not?
So
I'm happy with that.
So we're sticking with that.
Something like that, isn't it?
10-6 to Craig.
Okay.
I'm going to try. You'll have to wait and see. If I can resurrect any of last week's quiz, I'm going to stick it as this. Outtake at the end.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you can listen to that nonsense.
So listen to a like 20-minute quiz and then listen to a 20-minute quiz as an outtake, but with really shit audio.
Exactly.
So,
if you're a hardcore quiz fan.
We'll send this one into the FBA to get nominated for next year.
Yeah. Okay, we're mentioning an outtake that might not even exist, the double bubble.
Mm.
Okay, but for this week's quiz.
Yes.
So people will possibly hear.
Yeah.
It's a new quiz. I'm going to call it, I don't know, just fucking Google the question.
Snappy title.
Yeah. So what I've done is I've Googled a question,
mm-hmm.
then got bored halfway through Googling it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to guess what Google has suggested
right.
as the second half of the question.
Okay.
So say I Googled, why is Balotelli so... ...
Yeah.
You have to guess what Google's top suggestion was.
Handsome.
Mental.
Exactly. Okay. So, and we're going to do, this is hard quiz, so I think the scores will be low.
Okay.
So we're going to do minus points again. So minus.
For the whole thing again?
For the whole thing.
I could just be on.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it's so, I don't think so because, well, although Craig could possibly get them all because he probably lives in Google. He's part of the Google matrix.
It's just defamation of Craig's character, this, isn't it?
I'm here. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't like fucking sausages, does he? The shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he lives in Google. Right. Okay. How many questions is there, Ash?
A few.
Damn.
Quite a few.
Okay. Quite a few is not good. Strap in, listeners, if you're still here. Okay.
Quick, stop the bath. It'll be overflowing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
First one.
Yeah.
Why is Frank Lampard... .....
Oh, so we want why... What you...
No. What the first suggestion was.
Oh, okay. Right, sorry. Thank God I think I know this one then.
Okay.
I'm going to go... Okay, right. I've written mine. Have you written yours, Craig?
I've written mine, yeah.
Okay. I'll Tom's go answer, first of all, is fucking brilliant.
I'll go with mine first then.
Oh, so yeah. I'm guessing that mine's not actually right then.
Mine, said I said, why is Frank... What was the setup again?
Why is Frank Lampard...
I said, why is Frank Lampard married to Christina Bleakley?
Possible.
I put, why is Frank Lampard so fat? Because he was called Fat Frank for like 10 years of his career.
Yeah.
It's possible. No, why is... Unfortunately, quite a lot of these aren't as funny as you'd imagine.
Oh.
It's, why is Frank Lampard at Man City?
Oh, okay.
He's not.
Well, I know, exactly. So why is Google asking?
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll come up with sort of hilarious answers and do the job for Google.
Some of them are.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right.
So we both lose a point there.
No, it's just no. The other person has to actually score.
Oh, okay.
Or else it will be minus.
Because I will be on minus, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that's not an exaggeration.
Okay. Are Arsenal... ...
Right.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Still thinking about it. I don't know why Tom's writing the whole question out.
Sorry.
It's like an exam. Someone that didn't get any A-levels, I'm assuming.
I didn't do A-levels, mate.
I knew it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go first this time. I said, are Arsenal ever going to win the league?
I just said, are Arsenal going to win the league?
Oh, no. Sadly, it's are Arsenal playing today.
Oh.
But the second answer was...
That fucking sums up Arsenal fans, that. They have to go onto Google to work out if their team's actually playing.
The second answer was, are Arsenal going to win the league? But not this one. Okay. Third, Yaya Toure is...
Oh, careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to go for just a very innocent one, thinking...
Yeah.
I'm going to go for... I just said Yaya Toure is tall.
Oh, yeah.
Yaya Toure is an idiot.
Yaya Toure is back.
Oh.
FPL.
Are you sure it said back? Yeah. Back. Okay.
So we both got that wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I see. You can play minus points for this because it's impossible.
Okay.
Okay. Can Manchester...
Okay.
So specific, can Manchester?
Can Manchester?
Oh God, what the hell can this be?
Host the Paralympic Games.
What was it?
Is
what
a possible
was that?
Answer. You... That's not. That was just me.
No, that's. I thought.
That sounds like a good answer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Time's ticking.
Go on.
Craig, go on then.
I said, can Manchester move further south?
That's good.
That's an amazing answer.
That's very good. Well, I put, can Manchester United beat City?
Oh, shit. You got the first word. That's the closest we've got so far. Can Manchester United win the Premier League?
Oh, boo.
It's the top Google thing.
Boo.
No, I'm not underestimating the stupidity of the public.
Yeah. Okay. Mike Dean, ... This one is mental.
Okay. I don't know whether to go for a proper answer or not, because I just don't see the odds of me getting it.
Yeah, I just don't know why this is the most... Like, any of these things are the most Googled thing.
Okay, I've got one, I think. Because it's along the lines that someone could say it.
Yeah, go on then, Tom.
I've gone for Mike Dean, Mean Machine.
I went for Mike Dean, Looks Like a Gremlin.
Looks like a gremlin.
Go on, what was it? To give you a bonus point. Mike Dean, Arsenal.
Is that it? Fuck off, is that it?
Yeah.
As well, I have heard people say before they think he's an Arsenal fan.
I think somebody did. Yeah. I had a look at the top result, and it was saying that some professor did some statistical thing that showed that Arsenal will lose more often when Mike Dean's refereed.
Oh, it's the other way around. Oh, right.
What? Yeah. Where did Gremlin rank on the list?
I don't know. I presume second. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. EPL is...
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Go on then, Craig.
I've gone very factual. I said EPL is an acronym.
Oh, I've gone for EPL is English Premier League.
Oh, that's quite a good one, actually.
Is it?
Oh, but why would you Google that?
Why would you Google when Arsenal play?
If that was the answer, that would be all right. Why would you Google EPL is English Premier League?
Why do people Google is the Queen a lizard, Ash? It happens.
Yeah. No, but that's like a question. Not you wouldn't. It is the Queen's initials the Queen?
Oh.
Okay. The answer was EPL is fixed.
Right.
EPL okay. is fixed? Question mark.
Although we should know, it is an acronym. So.
Okay. Fantasy football. Dot dot dot.
Oh, I think, all right, okay. Okay. Have you got an answer, Craig?
Yeah. Got one.
Yeah.
I've just got fantasy football tips.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. What have you got?
What have you got?
I said fantasy football ruins lives.
It can.
Is that what you almost Googled, Dick?
Yeah. Go on.
Fantasy football league.
Oh!
Oh, I nearly put league as well. Fuck. I nearly put league. Okay. You can see now.
Shit.
This is where I've had a couple of martinis and things start getting.
But weirdly, I'm enjoying it. I've got no points, but I'm enjoying it.
No, it's good.
The listeners might not be, but fuck them.
No, we haven't got any listeners at this point.
It's true. That is true.
Said it before. 14 minutes.
If anyone's listening at this point as a test, then just tweet us the word avocado.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So just if you're listening, just tweet us a single word avocado just to know you've got this far, because I doubt people do. So just tweet us avocado. Brilliant. We'll know. If you know, you know.
And we'll send you an avocado in the post.
Yeah. And we'll do, if you do it right now, we'll do we can check the timestamp. If you can get any of these answers before these guys, it will be able to tell if you tweet straight away.
That's very true. Okay. Avocado. Yeah. Right, sorry, next, Ash.
Brilliant.
Sven Goran Eriksson, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay,
I reckon I'm in with this.
I'm feeling all right here. I'm feeling all right. It's my go to go first, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just got Sven Goran Eriksson, Ulrika.
Oh, I put Ulrika Johnson.
Well, you're both wrong for some reason.
It's Nancy Dallaglio, is it?
It's net worth.
That's
net worth and gay are two of the biggest ones people always come up after.
When they Google Craig Hazel coat trip.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. I took the first footballing image. So I typed a question in.
You Google image, right.
And then went to Google image and picked the first, because it's the third one. Because the first two weren't anything. They were like NFL. So this is the first football one. Worst football player ever is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
That's big, that.
Oh, God. Okay. Worst football player is.
It's going to be someone not that bad, but they just.
Do you know what? I'm going to put this. It's going to be controversial, but there's a reason behind it.
You're going to put Craig Hazel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should do. Okay. What have you gone for?
Do you know what? I've put Gazza. Obviously, he wasn't the worst football player, but I thought he might be one of these, like, worst drinking football players. Yeah. One of these. Do you know what I mean?
I've gone for Emil Heskey just because he's so maligned and he's not actually that bad, but he's one of those people that you associate with being terrible.
Yeah.
Both pretty good guesses. I don't know why this is.
It's Torres, isn't it?
Bullshit.
Glenn Hiller.
No. Andy Carroll.
Oh, I knew it was going to be someone who's actually a good footballer.
Yeah. He must come up. There's probably loads of lists with him as like worst transfer ever, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Worst ponytail.
Then, obviously, now I start thinking about the interesting ones. Exactly what you just said a second ago.
How far away are we from the end of the quiz? No, just because I've just realised we're on question 10 and it's like he's just getting started.
That was like when a kid has to think of another way to ask their parents, are we there yet?
Yeah. We're a mere 5 questions away.
Oh, that's lovely. Right, it's perfect. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. Tom Holmes.
God, I should know this. I Google myself all the fucking time.
Do you?
Yeah, big time.
Of course he does.
Okay.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
I know this. Hang on. I fucking know this. It's... Oh, it's like... I think I know this. If I get this...
For when the YouTube series start, you'll get these extra benefits. Tom was just virtually typing it out on a keyboard.
With my eyes closed like Stevie Wonder. Just trying to imagine.
Go on then, Craig. So what do you think?
Tom is a very large black man with dreads, for those of you who haven't met him.
Yes, that's why.
I wrote Tom Holmes comedy, because I know that's the name of his blog. So I thought that might be the first one. And I don't know any other Tom Holmes.
It's not. I think Tom Holmes Pickup is one of them. I think there's a bloke with a pickup truck service called Tom Holmes who's doing better in life than me. But I don't know. I'm guessing by your look on your face, it's not pickup.
It's not. Tom Holmes Rugby.
Rugby?
I think there's a famous rugby player called
Thomas. No, I used to play a lot of rugby as a youngster. Damn.
Okay. I can guess what the next one is, but yeah.
Is it going to be?
Oh, Craig's going to win this 1-0 because he knows the answer. Oh, we can see what you're Googling in your glasses.
Yeah, we can see.
I'm not Googling.
For your
screen.
Oh, that's Bet365. Don't worry about that. Oh,
okay.
I think if I was Googling, I'd have got at least one right by now.
Yeah. Is it going to be Craig Hazel?
Craig Hazel. ...
Now.
Okay. I don't know it, but I've got a pretty good guess.
All right. Yeah. He's going to nail it. I'm going to go for
his face.
No, see, I don't know.
I don't. I'm genuinely. Yeah. I'm playing the odds here.
I genuinely only Google myself 9 times a day, guys.
I don't. Tom just admitted he fucking knows he knows there's a pickup truck company.
There is, yeah.
But he didn't get it right, so he might have Googled himself once last year.
Have you got an answer, Tom?
I haven't yet.
Oh, this is quite difficult.
If it's difficult, then. Oh, I don't know. Okay.
I've played the odds, and yeah. I think this is the answer when you Google most people first, and I've gone Craig Hazel LinkedIn.
Oh, that's a shout. I put Craig Hazel surfer. I thought, why not? You went, it's quite weird.
The second answer was Craig Hazel comedy.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's upsetting for you, isn't it?
That's really upsetting for me.
But luckily, the first answer was Craig Hazel Traffic Solutions.
Oh, fuck, I did know that. You're right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Craig Hazel Traffic Solutions. Was that comedy. Used to be
if it makes you feel better, Tom. Signalmen. Yeah. If it makes you feel better, the comedy one's probably not me either.
Okay. Dominic Monaghan.
Oh, big Dommy Mons.
Oh, big D-mon. He's asked a couple of good questions this week, but he does it privately often, I think, because he doesn't want any of his mates knowing that he listens to a podcast about fantasy football.
Does he?
I don't know. I'm just joining the dots. Dominic Monaghan. This is tough.
It's tough, but I think I've got mine.
Got it, Craig?
Oh, I can't remember his name. I've gone with Dominic Monaghan Hobbit.
Oh, I do remember the thing. No, I put Dominic Monaghan Lost.
Oh, you're both on the right track. It's Dominic Monaghan Wild Things UK.
It's the thing. See, I was thinking that.
I was going to put that because that's his show. That's his nature.
I was
going
to say Dominic Monaghan Megan Fox as well.
Yeah. So that got me thinking.
Damn.
Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd, ... Billy Boyd, I know because I'm a human, is his co-star in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Both Hobbits together. And as you grew up in a cave,
yeah,
that's the little hint for you.
Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd.
...
Oh, man. Okay.
Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd, so they're both Hobbits and that.
Mm-hmm.
What do Hobbits get up to? Just like running around, got doing mad shit and that.
Yeah, it was on the poster. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Two. What's it called? Fellowship of the Ring. ... Mad shit and that.
Okay.
It's annoying because it's not like whilst he writes down his answers, it's going to take all day. It's annoying because it's not like Kijaki, which is another fan of the show that was in. It's a genuinely good film that people won't have seen.
Mm.
Obviously, Lord of the Rings is amazing, but everyone's seen it.
Yeah.
So you can't exactly
recommend
it.
Well, for our American listeners, Kijaki was released over there as Kilo 2 Bravo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Doing very well, actually. So check it out. It's on Netflix. Okay, what have you got, Tom?
Well, I've put Hug.
I put, along the same lines, I went with Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd, Lovers? Question mark.
I bet you're doing to that one. It was Interview.
Oh, okay. How are we going to get that? That's fucking outrageous.
I put Hug because
the most likely thing that people would Google was Hug.
I remember in the last thing, well, they all cuddle at the end, didn't they? I remember seeing that. When they were saying
I think you're thinking of the Erotic Adventures. Bilbo Baggins.
Yes.
Okay. I've watched that.
Fill my
Baggins.
Yeah, or something.
Fill my Shaggins.
Hey!
Okay.
So Dildo Shaggins!
That's it, found it.
Oh,
that's the name of the episode, isn't it?
Sadly, the last two are back on football.
Right, go on.
That's all right, because my answer's still going to be Dildo Shaggins, so I won't worry about it. It's got as much chance as anybody else getting fucking right. It's been going on 17 minutes, this quiz. No one's got a point. If this was the chase, you'd have thrown the telly out the fucking window by now.
Yeah. Go on.
Okay. Ryan Giggs is... ...
Oh.
Okay. if it was in the 90s, if Google was around, it'd have been sexy.
Yeah.
Could still be sexy.
You've betrayed some of your feelings there, Craig.
I've gone for Ryan Giggs is Welsh.
I was thinking that, but I put a cheat because he cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, dead.
Is there a conspiracy that Giggs is dead?
Yeah, the real Giggs died in 92.
Yeah.
And this sort of sex pest Giggs is a... imposter.
Okay, last one. Last one. To be the first quiz, we could score 0-0 on, and there's 15 questions.
Yeah. Don't say it proudly, Ash. Yeah. That's not a good thing.
What happens if we both just hit zero? And just...
The pod again.
Let's be honest, it ain't going to fucking record anyway, so who cares?
There's one bonus question. Okay.
Right. Oh, goody. Right.
Jermaine Defoe.
Oh, okay.
I think Craig might know this one.
I don't know, I'm just going to guess.
I'm going to guess as well.
Go on, Craig.
Well, I've gone with Judas.
I've gone with height, because he's a tiny man.
The answer was PA.
PA.
Because he...
He advertised for a PA job, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Did he?
Like 60 grand. Was it a year? It must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah. Because there was like some outrage about it. But I think it was like... So I was thinking, was that 60 grand a week?
I don't know why they'd be outraged that he wants to have a PA and pay them quite handsomely.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, so, 0-0.
Nil-nil after 15 questions.
Okay. So, the deciderer. Ash Kernsworth.
Oh, bloody
That's hell. A relatively new name.
Do you know what? Yeah. There ain't going to be a lot out there with that.
It's a new made-up name. Oh. Okay. Okay, I've gone for an answer.
Yeah, same here. I've gone for LinkedIn, Ash Kernsworth LinkedIn.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You cheating son of a bitch. That was my idea and you took it.
Cheating,
if that's right, I'll be fucking livid.
Go on.
Come up with your own ideas.
What have you gone for?
I've gone for gaming. Because I know you work within apps and game stuff. You play a lot of games. Maybe you're on a few like board game, like troll ball leaderboards kicking about.
Yeah.
Like, you might be like a national top 100 at Goblin Bowl or whatever it is you play.
Goblin Bowl. It's another potential name. Goblin Bowl.
Ash Kernsworth. Top 100 Goblin Bowl.
Yeah.
What was it, Ash?
Facebook?
Oh, you were close. You were close with your robbed idea.
For LinkedIn?
No.
Well, right. The takeaway from this is that the second result for me was Craig Hazel comedy. And that's... And I did about a tenth of the gigs Tom ever did. And about half of the standard he ever did.
Unbelievable.
That was a good quiz.
That was a bloody good quiz. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get to decide that, Ash, I don't think.
I haven't had a chance to sort of claw my way back, really. But
yeah, you could have had... Imagine if you'd got all of those right, he would now be on minus 5 points.
Imagine that. But that's not the case.
You would be some sort of cyborg.
Lovely. Well, if not, we've got about 8... potential names for the episode from the stuff that came out then.
And a good 12 minutes of audio that no one will ever hear if they've got this far.
And to be fair, we said about avocado earlier, if you've got this far, I'd just like you to tweet us the word cinnamon.
Okay. So there's two levels.
The word cinnamon. Yeah, cinnamon. If you're this far, and because then you've really earned it.
Yeah, also like a link to a great big list of things that have gone wrong in your life that led you to listen this far. Yeah.
And your bank details.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
We'll have them all. But that seems as good a time to stop as any, because most of you are late for work if you're doing it on a commute. But other than that, that's the quiz done. It stays the same score by the looks of things after the lost pod.
10-6.
10-6, it still is.
10-6.
And then next week is the podcast before the double game week, the one we're finally going to get to the double game week, and it's going to separate the men from the boys, or the women from the girls, equality. Yeah.
It's the first week we're going to mention the double game week.
Yeah.
It's not been mentioned until now.
We should tackle that double game week subject at some point, so maybe we'll actually finally do it next week. That's about all we've got time for, but that's it from us, unless there's any final thoughts from Tom, Ash?
No, just stay safe.
There you go.
Are those the double game week? Not the double game week.
Fuck off, double game week.
Not now,
the
Ash.
The missing podcast. You know what we've taken from people's lives?
Yeah.
What was the thing we had?
Oh.
Aston Villa. Chat point.
No, it was, yeah. I mean, it's very late to bring this up now, but the quiz last time was the word association, and we were talking about football teams, and I gave the answer fire, which, if you remember... I panicked and said fire. I think I was going to go for fire Nord, but I just went fire.
And it was fire.
Yeah, and that would have been the name of the episode as well. But they'll never know that.
We got plenty now. So tweet us your teams. Tweet us any questions for next week. Tweet us avocado cinnamon if you've got this far.
Please do.
And other than that, that's about all we got time for. We will speak to you after game week 33. Good luck. That's all from the Gaffer Takes for now. So thank you and goodbye. Hello and welcome back to part three of award-nominated fantasy football podcast, The Gaffer Tapes, with Ash, Tom and Craig. We've talked through all your FPL the last game week, and as we said, there is international week, as you all know, so we can't really run through the fixtures because it would be a little bit pointless. And other things that are pointless is our quiz that we do at the end of the podcast, Tom versus Craig. Now, for anyone who's listened and listens to the podcast regularly, you'll know I was away ill last week, and
what
Tom
sprained your ankle or something.
Yeah, that's right. I'd sprained my vagina. That's what you wanted to say, but
your boy pussy.
But I was very ill. But Ash sent me because it's been emotional. All the emojis he sent me them, and I had a go anyway. And I thought I'll lose this because I could barely see. So I was like, I'll do this.
Barely see.
And then
I can barely see.
And then
now blight.
Did you drop your glasses? Is that what it was?
That's what it was. And then I listened to the podcast and realised that when asked which, basically it was an emoji that described Okazaki scoring a bicycle kick for Leicester, Tom said Okachani or something.
Yeah, which I think is a valid answer.
And gets a point.
If you'd 100%, I didn't think that was going to be why you were saying it, or what you would be disputing. If you'd texted me and said Okachani, I would have given you the point, definitely. No question asked.
Well, neither of us should have got the point. Dr. Wankenstein doesn't get a point. No one should.
Munchers don't get a point.
Fuck off. He knew who it was. If it was me, I would have absolutely no chance of spelling it right.
There you go.
So, you have to spell it right. You have to say it right. It's a fucking podcast.
Well, in Japan, it's actually sometimes referred to, depending on what dialect you come across, but it is sometimes referred to as Okachani or something. So.
Yeah.
Either way, so Tom now makes that two, it's 2 points between us.
Plus also, 1 point. Plus,
Ash is the quiz wizard.
Plus also, last words.
Okay.
I had a really good rebuttal. But yeah. Oh, you got, you could actually see the emojis, so you had a fucking massive advantage.
That's true.
So what?
Yeah, getting him going, a monkey with a fucking sad face.
Why did he get 2 points though?
Because no, the point from the week before, it was you were fighting over the double points. So anyway, it's 10-9.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. The week before was fine.
The week wasn't. It was, well, look, there was a judgment last week. I made a mistake. If it had been you that made a mistake, it would have stood. But I did it. So as a quiz wizard, I had to draw the point back. But it's right. You're going to get your own back this week.
This is not what the people want.
You're going to bury him. This could be Tom's final week of the quiz.
Right.
Okay. We're playing reverse word association.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. I don't even think Ash knows what it means. Reverse word association.
Okay. We're playing for minus points this week.
Of course we are.
Well, as you usually do on game week 32. Right.
It's a double game week. Bust up. Triple captain minus points edition. So, it's simple.
I know it's not.
I say something such as Lithuanian football teams.
Yes.
Then you just take it in turns to name Lithuanian football teams.
Right.
And it's the old one where if you hesitate or whatever, or you're saying the same name again, you're out.
So when are we reversing?
What's the reverse thing about?
Each round, if you lose a point. So we're not playing to win a point. Each round, if you lose a point.
So the reversing just refers to the...
Off your, like, game week total, the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. bombshell. God. Double game week reverse fixture.
This is... Mate, I've worked in game show development where people pitch game show ideas, and there's some weird people. These are some of the worst I've ever heard.
What? So you're telling me the games that I make up on the spot for our podcast are worse than the ones that are professionally pitched to you? Yeah. Well, that's a fucking shocker, isn't right. it? I'm bowled over in my disbelief that quiz professionals come up with a better idea.
So we lose points off our grand total.
Wow. Yes.
That's a good twist. That is a good twist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's sucking up to you now.
Yeah, exactly. He's stealing my fucking ideas like Gordon and all that lot every fucking week.
I'm scared, but it's a good twist.
Okay, so the scores currently are 10-9.
Questionably.
To Craig. Oh, definitely.
God, I'm sweating. I'm feeling the pressure.
You're about to play Word Association. This is what it'd be like if I did the quiz seriously every week.
Okay.
I shall name a subject. You will take it in turns to name an answer on the theme, and the last one out loses a point.
Okay. How many rounds are there, Ash?
There is 3 rounds.
Okay.
Okay, that's not bad. That's all right. That's good. I thought you were saying 20 then.
My judgment is final, and if you name something that I incorrectly believe to be incorrect, you lose anyway.
Brilliant.
Stop talking. Right, who's going first? That'd be Craig.
Craig.
Of course he is.
Okay, so you take it in turns.
Yeah.
Craig answered first.
Okay.
Oh, I'm nervous. This is horrible.
Oh, no, it is, isn't it? Should we all just have a cuddle and just put our points away?
Put our pointy elbows away.
That is so Arsenal. He's prepared to take... And I'm prepared to take
fourth place. I'm prepared to take fourth place.
Okay, so... British football teams.
Manchester United.
Everton.
Arsenal.
Aston Villa.
Tottenham.
Bournemouth.
Leicester.
Chelsea.
Southampton.
Sunderland.
Norwich.
Newcastle.
Bolton.
Barnsley.
Birmingham.
Bristol.
Charlton Athletic.
Exeter.
Yeovil Town.
Macclesfield Town.
Doncaster Rovers.
Halifax.
Chesterfield.
Liverpool.
Leeds United.
Doncaster Rovers.
I said that.
Did he?
Oh.
No!
Yeah.
That must be what's in my head.
Oh, it was horrible. I just thought, how long is this going to go on for? We went to Exeter before I said Liverpool.
I was just following you geographically.
Oh, were you?
So, the overall score
was intense.
Is now 10-8 to Craig.
Okay. God. Okay.
I'm going to lose every fucking one of these.
You may well do. I'm not going to lie. Especially as I've got no way of knowing what the answers were. So if one of you asks a few questions, just says...
I was going to say, like, he's not sitting here, like, with a bit of paper marking them off. He's just sort of looking between us.
Well, yeah. the trick is, just after about 8, just announce that you said that already.
That might have been what he did.
Yeah.
I didn't
Although,
do that.
If I listen to it back and you didn't, you lose 5 points.
Yeah. I did. I said Doncaster, right.
Yeah, you probably did. That's why I was in the end.
So...
That was me first, isn't it? Fuck about.
Tom. European international teams. Go.
Switzerland.
Italy.
England.
France.
Spain.
Scotland.
Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
Wales.
Cyprus.
Greece.
Germany.
Holland.
Norway.
Croatia.
Denmark.
Czech Republic.
Iceland.
Estonia.
Slovenia.
Finland.
Slovakia.
Fire. I nearly said Fenerbahce. Like, well, that's not a fucking country. How many countries are there? There's so many countries
did
to
you
still
say,
do. And
did
I
you...
went, fire. I said fire. I started saying Fenerbahce. Then I wanted to say Ireland. And I said fire.
You said fire.
Fire.
And I think one of you got away with fucking Czechoslovakia.
No, Czech Republic, he said, I think.
I think your last one was Czechoslovakia.
Who's Tom's?
No, I think you.
No, not me.
Before Craig. Oh, no.
Oh, might
before Tom.
Me.
Oh, I see.
Is that not one?
So.
It was.
It is now 10-7.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I can feel okay with this. It can't go that bad now.
Right. Okay. Craig first, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. European. Football teams.
Oh, okay. AC Milan.
Hold on. Obviously excluding Britain.
Okay, yeah. AC Milan.
Inter Milan.
Napoli.
Juventus.
Lazio.
Fiorentina.
Udinese.
Rangers. Glasgow Rangers!
Glasgow Rangers! He scored no goal! Oh my god, he was through!
European!
He stuck closely to the Italian league. European! Following Craig through the Quiz Wizard territory.
Hold on, how is Glasgow Rangers not fucking.
He said not British.
He ran the maze and then eventually.
What?
He left the Italian leagues and went straight to a British club. No,
he didn't say Italian, he said European.
Yeah, exactly, not British.
Oh, not British.
Yeah.
Scotland's in Britain. Why didn't
you just say Barcelona? I was going through Italy, just going that first.
I was going to go, I went Scottish.
You panicked, mate.
Did he say British, not English?
He said not British. So dejected. That's horrible, that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the double game week bonanza reverse Quiz Wizard is now 10-6 to Craig.
10-7?
10-6.
Oh, 10-6?
Yeah.
10-6. Who will only know what the quiz will be next week?
Yeah.
Can we have Thundercats? I know loads about the Thundercats.
Well, saying that, we did have a big... What is it? A big Cats Arsenal week.
Yeah, yeah. We had one question.
We had a WWF Big Cat week and you fucking lost it.
Oh, 10-6.
Yeah. So but we both know that Ash is going to do a week where points are worth 3. Or where...
But to be fair, it's probably justified.
You lose points for turning up in the wrong T-shirt or something. So no doubt it won't end like 10-8 in Ash's
Rangers.
Year.
Why did I say Rangers?
And then it's Tom's year. We had a tweet about that. Some tweet said that they wanted Tom to win if that meant he gets to make the quiz next year.
Yeah, we did, yeah. But we decided that I'm going to do the quiz next year anyway.
Yes.
Regardless of if I win or lose, so.
So Tom is going to do
it.
I've
got an amazing quiz.
He has. Right, Tom claims to have an amazing quiz.
And then I'm going to be the fucking quiz wizard and fuck you two over, you twats.
So there it is. As a nice note, we are mates. We're all bloody mates. But yes, 10-6 to me. For now, that means literally nothing. So I'm sure that'll change in the coming weeks as we go through. Enjoy internationals, he says.
Try and enjoy them.
But anything else to say before we go, Tom, Ash?
Should we talk about the murder mystery weekend that we did?
It seems late in the game, but we did all go to a murder mystery thing for Tom's birthday. It was great, wasn't it?
It was actually really good. Yeah. Probably covered it early because it actually was quite good.
Nah, I think people, if they're still listening now, they're real fans. If they've gone through the quiz, they don't mind hearing, you know.
That's it. To be fair, we should just have a 60 seconds after the quiz where talk about what you want, because if they put up with that.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about anything.
But we're not.
Do you want to read your poems about Adam Johnson?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that now?
Have you done much Adam Johnson fan fiction?
Yeah.
Chestnut hair above the babbling brook.
I think that's about. I think that'll do it for us for this week. Now we got to the Adam Johnson poetry. That is all we've got time for on the Gaffer Tapes this week. But enjoy the internationals. Keep the tweets coming, and we promise we won't go too much about double game weeks. But if you tweet us, then we'll reply. Just don't forgive us if we never want to talk about it again.
Yeah,
I'm going there's the other way. We're going to definitely talk about it later.
Yeah, no, we will. There's still stuff to cover. We've all got, you know, I think more stuff will become evident as it goes along. But
I think some people who've still got some stake left in the competition, some people who are actually playing for something might care about it.
You know click wankers. I understand why you guys want to talk about it till the cows come home. But the rest of us, peasants, we just want this season over with.
I think my little thing about the not putting too many game week 30... for double game weekers that aren't playing in game week 35. I think that's a good tip. If you take anything from the podcast, take that.
Yeah.
Don't say Rangers.
Just take that. Don't say Rangers and that's it. But,
or fire.
Or fire. But that is all we've got time for the Gaffer Tapes this week. But we will be back after the international, so it'll be a bit of a week break, but we'll still be on Twitter. So feel free to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes and we'll still get back to you. But until next time, thank you very much and goodbye.